spirit of what we have just heard, let me share with you this reflection, for Memorial Day. In the presence of those with whom we share here in religious community, in the presence of that which we count most sacred, we gather on this day and weekend of remembrance. We remember those who have touched and blessed our lives, and who continue to live in our hearts and minds, even though their earthly selves have been taken from us. We give thanks for those memories. We give thanks for how our lives have been transformed in ways great and small by those who have gone before us. On a weekend when a special and much-deserved tribute has been paid to those men and women of our country, living and dead, who responded to the call to serve in the Second World War, we offer gratitude for the human willingness to sacrifice for a greater good, a willingness that has been shown over and over throughout human history and in the history of this nation. We also know that a call for such sacrifice must never be put forth for any reason other than to serve the ultimate and greater good of humanity itself. For human lives are too sacred and too precious to be expended for anything less. And so at a time when we honor those who have perished at the hand of war, for such honor is rightfully and deservedly theirs, may our resolve be that human lives cease being sacrificed for the sake of human folly. We seek humility on this day. Humility in our knowing of those whose lives are placed in harm's way and in their willingness to face the consequences of such harm. Our hopes and prayers are with such men and women, even as they are with all of those persons whose lives and well-being are placed in jeopardy by the horrors of war. We seek wisdom on this day as well. Wisdom and courage to pursue the ways of peace that preserve rather than destroy life. On this day of remembrance, of sacrifices past, let our voices call for a present and let our eyes look to a future when the lives of all those who come into this world shall be lived out to their fullest and be given the opportunity to leave a blessing for those who come after them. Again, we bring to awareness those persons whose lives have meaningfully touched our own, even as we continue to seek and find ways in which our lives shall be a blessing to others. In this spirit, as we now enter into a period of silence, may our thoughts and meditations be on those who have made a positive and transformative difference in our lives, and may our resolve be to take the gifts which they have given us and give them to those who will live beyond us. Let us enter into a time of silence.